The Black Doctor, T.T. Flynn. A prolific author of mystery fiction, producing a story, The Pullman Murder, for the very first issue of Dime Detective Magazine in November 1931, Thomas Theodore Flynn, 1902 to 1979, was even more famous as a writer of Western fiction for the pulps, the prestigious Saturday Evening Post, and in book form. He led the type of macho life that many male writers thought helpful in learning about the world, spending time as a hobo and working as a carpenter, door-to-door salesman, clerk, and traveling salesman, as well as in a shipyard, steel mills, on ships in the engine and fire rooms, and in a railroad shop inspecting locomotives. One of Flynn's five Western novels, published with Dell between 1954 and 1961, The Man from Laramie, 1954, was released on film in 1955, starring James Stewart and directed by Anthony Mann. Flynn's only two mystery novels were paperback originals published in Great Britain by Hector Kelly, It's Murder, 1950, and Murder Caravan, 1950. His mystery pulp stories tended to be humorous and cheerful, as exemplified by the series featuring Mike Harris and Trixie Meehan, both of whom work for the Blaine International Agency. Mike is tough, red-headed, and wisecracking. Trixie is cute and pert and, while depending upon her partner if a fight breaks out, is also smart and inventive when necessary. There is less humor in Flynn's series of spy stories about Val Easton, the crack Secret Service operative, in which his foe is the Black Doctor, a genuine doctor who did not fully understand the Hippocratic Oath about first doing no harm. He uses his medical training and surgical tools to inflict maximum pain on his torture victims. The Black Doctor is a spy without any national affiliation who will sell secrets to the highest bidder. The Black Doctor was originally published in the December 1932 issue of Dime Detective Magazine.